عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إلها واحدا أحدا فردا صمدا قيوما. نؤمن له بالربوبية ونقر له بالعبودية. من يهدي الله فهو المهتدي، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين وأصحابه الخلص المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تخونوا الله والرسول وتخونوا أماناتكم وأنتم تعلمون، واعلموا أنما أموالكم وأولادكم فتنة وأن الله عنده أجر عظيم. One of the greatest trusts that God has endowed us with is the family. Your family, your children. We have many trusts in this life. Your life is a trust, amana. Your house, your money, your health. But the greatest trust is your family and your children. It is a gift that God has given you, which made you a father. It is a blessing that God bestowed upon you to make you a mother. Sometimes people try to be parents, but they can't. Doesn't happen. So if God has made you a mother, then you have to be thankful to Him. If He had made you a father, then this is a gift from Him. And therefore, we have to return this great favor of God and a great gift of God by being good fathers and good mothers, by raising our children the way He wants them to be raised, by investing our life, investing our time, investing our effort in raising those children. I have seen in some families they don't have children, so they have a cat, they have some pets, and they take care of them. They take care of them very well. Someone told me a cat here, a pet, would cost a fortune. He has to take her to the veterinarian, and he has to take her to the supermarket, and they have special hotels and special meals and special food and, you know, special entertainment. So if an animal, if a pet, small pet, cost a lot of your effort and money, then your son, your daughter, who has been endowed with reason, with aql, animals do not have reason, but we have reason. And through this reason, through your aql, through your strong will, you can change the whole world around you. You can bring a lot of blessings to the lives of the people around you. So take care of your children. وَعْلَمُوا. Allah says, do not betray this trust. We have given you this trust. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. O who you believe, لَا تَخُونُوا اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ. Do not betray God and His apostle. وَلَا تَخُونُوا أَمَانَاتِكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. We have given you these trusts, so we want you not to betray it, not to betray this trust knowingly. Sometimes we fall short of this, of the service. But Allah says sometimes it is on purpose. We betray the trust on purpose. وَلَا تَخُونُوا أَمَانَاتِكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. And then at the top of these amanat and trust and gifts, Allah says, وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَأَوْلَادُكُمْ فِتْنَةً. They are a trial. We have given you these children to be a trial, a test for you, to see how you react, how you do, how you deal with those children. I mentioned last night here, during Laylatul Qadr, I mentioned that the greatest ibadah, service to God, one can offer is to take care of his family. That is the greatest type of service. Ibadat has many dimensions, many forms. This prayers that we are doing is an act of worship. The fasting that you are observing now is an act of worship. Helping others is an act of worship. Quranic recitation, dua recitation, they are acts of worship. But the greatest one among them today, especially in our community here, is when you take care of your children, when you raise your children, when you invest your life, when you spend your hours, your days, your nights trying to nurture them, trying to be a good example, trying to groom them to be leaders in their communities. وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنْ وَاجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. وَاجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, make me and my family and my children, make us role model and leaders in our community, leading people to goodness, to wholesomeness, being an example. Do you know how much we inspire each other? Do you know how much you can inspire those who are sitting around you? Either positively or negatively. We can leave our marks, our effect on people who are around us. So let these marks be positive, be good. Let us be a source of good inspiration, successful inspiration through your children. So this is an amana that we have to take care of. Those that you see in the news, we see most of the time in the evenings when you turn on the TV, you hear the news of crimes in our neighborhood, in our cities. And if you analyze these crimes and the perpetrators of those crimes, you will find that most of them, maybe not all of them, but most of them, they come from shattered families, broken families, when their fathers did not uphold their responsibilities in taking care of their children, in spending time with them, in speaking with them, in educating them. Or the mother does not do that. This is the result. The result is a broken family. And a broken family would not bring a united community. Broken family will bequeath broken society, broken human society. So it begins from us, from our homes, taking care of our children to make them, inshallah, leaders, leaders of peace. Someone was asking me, why in Islam mothers are so important? Why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has been narrated to say, Al-Jannatu tahta aqdam al-ummahat. Just because of her labor, the delivery of the baby, that will give her a passport to paradise? No, not because of that. That is the easiest part of it, to deliver the baby, to bring him physically into this world. But the most important part is to create this baby, is to shape him, remodel him, and create him to be a good citizen. The difficult part is not the delivery. The difficult part is the tarbiyah, the nurturance of the baby and the children. This is why Allah says, and the Prophet says, her way is open to paradise because of the time she spends, because of her effort, because of her intention, because of her tireless working, hard working day and night to protect those children. Not just because of the delivery. So this is a responsibility, my friends. In this month, we have only a few days left. Next Friday, inshallah, we are celebrating the Eid, inshallah, here. Salatul Eid is going to be at 8 a.m. in the morning, June 15th, next Friday, inshallah ta'ala. 1 week is left from now until next Friday. Let's do better. Let's spend time. The month of Ramadan is an opportunity for transformation, taghyir, for change. We have to change during this month. We have to review our life, our conduct, our relationship. We have to review our responsibilities. If I am a father, am I doing good really or not? If I am a mother, I am doing good or not? So we have to take care of these children, inshallah, because they are our top priority in this life. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ عَلَى سَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَأَهْلِ بَيْتِهِ الطَّيِّبِينَ الطَّاهِرِينَ